From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, a large women's rally and march is underway here in Washington on Donald Trump's first full day as the U.S. president.
It's been a heart-wrenching time to be both a woman and an immigrant in this country. Our dignity, our character, our rights have all been under attack, and a platform of hate and division assumed power yesterday.
A co-chairwoman of the March in Washington told VOA the significance of the event taking place today.
On the first day after the president is inaugurated, I think that sends a strong, bold message of radical resistance. But we certainly will be releasing a document that has points of unity that does, you know, tell everyone what we're marching for. And so some of those issues, again, are some of the things that I talked about earlier, you know, looking at the intersectionality between women's rights, reproductive rights, criminal justice, LGBTQIA, as well as civil rights.
Women's March co-chairwoman Carmen Perez. People around the world, including in Britain, are showing solidarity with demonstrators here in the U.S.
I think we can have a big impact. I think it's really important that the women in the U.S. know that we're behind them, that not just in the U.K., but there are marches all over the world. And the really important thing is that women's rights and all the freedoms, the LGBT rights and all the freedoms that we've built up over generations have to be not just retained but expanded. And it looks very much as if Trump's administration will not do that.
That was Alison Smith, a core organizer, that is, of the Women's March in London. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump beginning his first full day on the job several blocks away from the D.C. protests at a prayer service. He will spend part of his first full day in office visiting the Central Intelligence Agency, one of a number of intelligence agencies he has been at odds with in the past over their claims about Russian hacking, election hacking, that is. The inaugural festivities for the newly installed president lasted late into Friday night. Mr. Trump and his wife, Melania, attended a number of balls where he spoke to those in attendance.
We're not playing games. The work begins. I want to thank everybody. We love you. We're going to be working for you. And we're going to be producing results. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you.
President Trump. A bomb ripped through a market area in northwest Pakistan today, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 40 others. A spokesman for the anti-state Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for what he said was a suicide attack to avenge killings of its jailed members and allegedly fake police encounters. The UN Children's Fund warns freezing temperatures across Europe are putting thousands of young refugee and migrant children at risk of illness and death. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund estimates 23,700 refugee and migrant children, including infants and newborns, are stranded in Greece and the Balkans. It says many of the children, who mainly come from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, are living in unheated shelters that cannot protect them from the winter cold. UNICEF spokeswoman Sarah Crowe tells VOA that people on land face other life-threatening illnesses,
like pneumonia, acute respiratory infections that are exacerbated in overcrowded conditions.
UNICEF is calling on Greek authorities to move refugees and migrants currently living in overcrowded and underserviced camps on the islands to more appropriate accommodations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Newly elected Gambian President Adama Barrow posted on Twitter Saturday that he will return to his homeland and assume power now that defeated leader Yahya Jammeh has agreed to step down and leave the country. Jammeh, who is expected to leave for Guinea within hours, agreed Friday to peacefully hand over power to Barrow, who is waiting in neighboring Senegal for safety reasons. Jammeh's departure ends a political standoff that came to the brink of a military intervention by Western African forces. The regional forces have been in Gambia for about a week because of Jammeh's refusal to concede defeat. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.